The I'm Coming Back series conclusion, Boaz hits the jackpot, and so can you. I hope this series has been an encouragement, although I may have stepped on some toes. Remember this about my mission at 721 Ministries. I'm not here to comfort the afflicted. I am here to afflict the comfortable. I am here to wake up us, all of us, from our culture-induced comfortable coma. And that represents most of us. But here is a positive story to end on a positive note about living in the kingdom of God now. Dean and I recently adopted a 9-month-old rescue dog. Yes, it was illogical and perhaps a tad misguided, but the moment we saw him, we knew he was to be ours. Boaz had been found wandering the streets of Orangeburg and ended up at a rescue mission at Pawleys Island. I don't know what his first 9 months were like, but when we met him, he was skittish and scared, not to mention wild as a buck. He needed someone to love him unconditionally, to take him into their home and protect him and to shower him with love, affection, and adoration. We did just that. Now, after just a few weeks, he is a part of our family. We love him like one of our own. Are you starting to see the spiritual Heavenly Father analogy? Boaz was wandering the streets alone, lost and spiritually empty. Now he is living in the lap of luxury. He sleeps with us, cuddling up to feel contact with us. He has plush, comfortable beds everywhere and grass and parks in which to frolic. In short, he wants for nothing. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Boaz hit the jackpot. And so do we when we surrender our lives to Jesus. The kingdom is then available to us now. We go from wandering around this desert alone to living in the riches of the kingdom of God. We are redeemed, not just saved, as if just saved would not be enough. We are adopted into God's royal family, showered with love and grace and affection. So many passages come to mind. Here are just a few. Just as we lavished love on Boaz, 1 John 3:1, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Just as Boaz's life before and after, Titus 3:3-7. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Boaz already knows and follows our voice. John 10:4-5. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Apparently, Boaz can do no wrong in his mother's eyes. When Sam spills something, he gets the evil eye from Dina. But when Boaz has an accident in the house on Dina's rug, all he gets is a loving, "I know you didn't mean to," response. Colossians 1:22-23. Once you were alienated from God, wandering the streets of Orangeburg, I add, and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish, and free from accusation. Boaz now lives with us in our, now his, home. John 14:18-23. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Dean and I could not have ever imagined the life and the love we now have with Boaz, nor could he. Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You do not want to be the pre-Boaz. This is Learn to Be Still, the Eagles. We are like sheep without a shepherd. We do not know how to be alone, so we wander around this desert and wind up following the wrong God's home. You want to be the new redeemed Boaz, Ephesians 3:17-19. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.